internet.
I have to belch.
Yeah, let it go.
I'm having, like, belch shyness.
Oh, but come on, Rita.
I'm drinking really fizzy beer, and I'm like...
I knew there was alcohol involved.
Are you having performance anxiety?
I am.
Rita, I want to hear the foam.
I'm sorry. It's not going to work, but...
Do you have bachelor bladder, too?
What?
Who?
No.
Somebody just opened a pop top can. Who did that?
That'd be me.
Oh, okay.
Weirdness.
Drinking your Pabst?
Oh, I wish.
Wow. What is it?
I am having a delectable seltzer water.
Oh, what? No. Are you okay?
We're going to be talking about. We're going to talk about what we got for Christmas. My big present was a wonderful head cold.
Oh,
nice.
Oh.
So I am so dope to the gill that if I drank one beer, I'd turn into Edward Moore Kennedy. I would drive off the bridge with a blonde in my back seat.
Oh no! What are you taking?
Let's see. Sudafed, Mucinex, ibuprofen. Oh.
Wow.
I think that's it.
You sound good for having a cold, though.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm kind of nasally to begin with, so it's not like it adds much to it.
Yeah, it kind of works.
My ears are ringing like I'm huffing gas.
I like how he knows what huffing gas is.
Or so I've heard.
Hey, he's been to the dentist.
No, he's not talking about that kind of gas.
Yeah, no, I was talking about hearing the fucked up hillbillies up in Central Maine talking about taking a rag and dousing it with gasoline and stuffing it up their nose.
Oh no!
Yeah, it's one of those things of it'll get you high. It's just not a good high.
If you need to escape reality for a certain amount of time, it will do.
Yeah, it's kind of like the devil's trumpet. When I was doing research on that, I'm like, wait, are you trying to tell me that this plant that I just bought, you know, with no restrictions is a strong disassociative drug?
Wow.
And then I looked and then I read up on it and I went, oh, that's because it's the kind of strong disassociative drug that, A, its dosage scale is so narrow that that you could, A, get high, get nothing at all, or get dead.
Oh,
if there's a very, very small, you got to make sure that, you know, you didn't drink a glass of water before you weighed yourself because that might throw off your dosing spectrum.
Wow.
It's the stuff that makes zombies.
I thought that was bath salts and not the kind you put in your tub.
No, it was, well, at least according to an anthropologist that was studying in Haiti, it was a mixture of devil's trumpet and pufferfish venom.
Ooh.
Fugu me!
Well, all right then.
But yeah. It's a disassociative drug, but evidently the high that it gives you is a really, really fucking horrible one.
Nice.
Thanks. I'll have nightmares for free.
Yeah.
It makes me sad that some people's reality is that bad they have to sink to that level.
Oh, God. I knew some people like that. Yeah, it is. It's really fucking sad.
Yeah, and I know people like that, too.
Well, you know, you got to wonder it at a certain point, is it the chicken or the egg kind of?
Good, very good point.
Is the chicken or the cock?
Yes.
There's the weird we all know and love.
Yeah. So anyway, we got a
Merry
really,
Christmas, by a, the way.
We have a
everyone.
Really big
Merry
shoe Christmas. Tonight.
Aren't we in Kwanzaa by now?
Yes.
Are we?
Wait. I think Kwanzaa's the day after. No, Kwanzaa is like a week. The week after Christmas?
Happy birthday, Black Jesus.
Yeah.
You mean Obama?
Yes.
Kwanzaa really is a made-up holiday. God love you if you celebrate it. Enjoy it. Have fun.
Next thing you know, you're going to tell me that Wiccans isn't an ancient pagan religion.
I don't know. I can't keep it straight. I think everybody, you know what? If you want to celebrate, whatever, have fun. Just keep it quiet. I'm trying to sleep, you know.
Week-long celebration. Right. December 26th to January 1st, assuming you take Wikipedia at face value.
All Wikipedia quotes are accurate and factual. Benjamin Franklin.
And for those of you wondering, Jay is our FM classical DJ.
Jay sounds like the sex DJ tonight. He's like, and tonight. What's going on over there, Jay?
Thank you for pointing that out, Brita.
You're welcome. Let me do all right. My sexy DJ voice. Let's all do sexy DJ voice for the entire evening.
I'm not sure I can do that.
I heartily recommend that Brita do that. That's all I'm going to say.
You sound really mellow, though. Mellow.
I'm trying. I was told if I get animated, my mic cuts out. So I'm relegated to the upstairs computer.
Actually, Jay, you should get a little bit animated just so everyone in internet world can hear what you animated sounds like.
So everybody knows how bad this microphone is. Don't worry, we're going to be talking about Dianne Feinstein and a new gun
it'll
band.
Come up, I'm sure.
Yeah. The rage will come out. Don't worry about that.
Hey, Jay, did you hear who's going to be running for the Senate seat?
Ed Markey.
Who?
Ed Markey.
Inside Massachusetts baseball?
Yes, yeah. It is. Yeah. Yeah. Very.
But he is continuing a tradition of fine Massachusetts political hacks.
Not even Massachusetts. He hasn't lived here for years. But nobody cares about Massachusetts politics.
True. But Scott Brown gets a turn at the brass ring again.
Well.
Yeah, fuck him.
Well, it could be worse.
Though my wife was talking about how it might be interesting if it became another Scott Brown Martha Coakley race.
Oh God, not again.
Marsha.
Oh yeah, he'd get the shit kicked out of him, unfortunately.
If he ran and won, well, I'm assuming he's going to run. But if he wins, he'll be the junior senator again, right?
Yes.
And you'll still be a communist.
Yep.
But again, the people have already learned their lesson when it comes to voting for a real Democrat or a fake Democrat. They'll take the real Democrat every time.
Sure. Well, who would?
He's more of the splendid Democrat.
Well, let's get things started.
Play the music.
Yeah, I'm checking to make sure the music's going to play.
Did you check the phones?
Hey, looky there. All right, kids, it's Thursday, December 27th, 2012, and it's time for the score report. Is everybody happy?
Yes.
I am.
I love you guys.
I love you back.
Yay!
Group hug.
Did everybody have a Merry Christmas?
I don't want to catch what Weird has.
Jay, did you have a Merry Christmas?
I had a Christmas.
You had a Christmas.
I had
okay.
one of them, too.
I had a Christmas.
It's done. That's the best thing we can say about it.
Yeah, I'm pretty pleased to have it behind me myself.
Jay, your son got sick. Weird got sick. I felt crappy on Christmas. Alan, how were you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alan,
okay.
Did you have a funny discharge?
No.
Her erection lasting core. More than 4 hours?
Nope.
Wait, you never got any tattoos and you never got any funny discharges while you were in the Corps? What kind of a fucking Marine are you?
The smart kind.
Yeah. I had a nice Christmas.
Hey, and Boar Patch, I am holding up a magazine. Only this one's legal.
I get some legal awesome ones, too.
So what did you get for an awesome Christmas? We'll start right off.
For me? This was the Brita gets two of everything Christmas. I don't know how that worked out, but it seemed like I got two of everything.
Two is one.
Apparently. I mean, it works out, but, you know, I get everything I wanted for Christmas.
Awesome.
I don't know. It was nice. I got a new Kindle. I got a knife. I got, you know, stuff. I got a fuzzy bathrobe and a popcorn popper. I'm happy.
Are you wearing the bathrobe?
I totally am wearing the bathrobe right now.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm wearing my fuzzy robe.
This is some motherfucking radio right here.
And we see Robo-Leg number 2 is doing better?
Yes. This is okay. Let's get the leg update over with.
Segue right into it.
All right. Thanks, Jay. everybody who has been following the show, and if you haven't, anyway, so I had RoboLeg version 1.0, and I tried and tried and tried for like 6 months, and it didn't work. And so last week I went in and I said, you have to make me a new one. This is not going to work. I'm tired of trying. Make me a new one. So they rescanned me, and we talked about a lot about it, and basically came down to that I've been wearing a prosthesis for so long that my body is used to a certain type of thing. So what my prosthetist decided to do was kind of combined the old prosthetic philosophy with the new. So I have a little bit of both right now. And today I got my new test leg, and I'm wearing that, going to wear that until I go back on Monday. And I've had it for a few hours, and I've had it on all night since I got it. And it seems like it's working, and it seems like, you know, I'm kind of hopeful. It really kind of feels like, you know, Cinderella trying on the shoe. And today I was walking around, and I said to Mike, I said, you know what? This feels like my leg.
Oh.
Yeah. And I had that like, this feels like me. Okay. And that's where I'm at right now. So today, so that's like a good sign, because it's only been, you know, I got it at 3 o'clock, and I've been wearing it since then.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So Brita got a bolt action leg.
It's cool looking. And, so version 2.0 is going well. Let's just put it that way. I'm hopeful.
So this is the test leg. So what's the leg?
Well, the test leg is made out of plexiglass, and before I left the place, she put like this fiberglass tape around it because the last test leg I broke.
I'm not surprised.
The plexiglass is really not that strong.
No, plexiglass is not strong at all.
So she put this black tape around it, and so right now I've got like this clear leg with black tape around it, and then the next step will be a clear leg with an insert, and then they're going to cut it out and figure out where the carbon fiber is going to go. And so the last final version will be like a flexible plastic socket inside of a carbon fiber kind of exoskeleton thing.
Cool.
And it's carbon cool fiber. Looking. Yeah.
So you're just going to have a rice burner for a leg.
She is.
It's going to have a huge wing on the back and a fart can.
That would be awesome. Yeah, so, but, you know, I've been saying that I'm really adapting to this whole new robo-leg lifestyle, because now I've started just wearing one knee sock. Because I can't put a knee sock over the robo-leg. First of all, it's cool looking. Second of all, it doesn't work. It just kind of, like, sags around the metal pylon, and it just looks dumb. So I'm just like, fuck it, I'll just wear one sock. Who cares?
Cool. Rocking the one sock.
Think of the laundry bills you'll save.
I know. And socks last twice as long. It's cool.
There you go.
What's the new technology on this leg?
The new tech, basically it's like suspension. It's where they create pressure to suspend your leg inside of the prosthesis. Because you need to be suspended inside so that you're not bottoming out and walking on the tip of your bone, which hurts a lot. Ask me how I know. And
ouch.
But I have like a whole new ankle system and a whole new foot system, which is awesome. And the new socket is going to be like, you know, kind of flexes as you move, so you have more mobility and whatnot. So, woot. I don't know.
Awesome.
I'm sure everybody's bored at this point. But
nope. Not in the least.
Nope. Yeah.
But really? We do have topics.
I don't know. We do have topics.
And
about guns.
Do you have fancy pants toes too?
I do. I have the same toes as before. Nice. They just switch out the foot. You know, they're just building me a new socket. They're just, they keep
modular.
Giving me.
Modular.
Yeah, totally modular.
Can you buy additional feet?
Yeah,
you gotta get a Victorian clawfoot tub.
I love that. If anybody wants to build that for me and figure out a way to like hook it on, I would totally wear that. That would be awesome.
Ken.
But yeah, you can switch out your feet. I could get like a high heel foot, you know, for wearing high heel shoes or, you know, whatever. So.
Yeah, but you don't want to do that.
I don't care about high heels, really.
I don't like them.
Yeah.
I think you should get a wooden one for Halloween because that would just be awesome.
Well, they do have like covers that you put over your leg that look like wood grain.
It's like a sock
kind of thing that you pull over your leg and it looks like wood grain. I want one of those so bad because it's just so funny.
You gotta have a peg.
Do they have like imitation walnuts so you can look like a 1970s baby?
Oh no, real tree.
Oh, I think I just cut out.
So you can hunt turkey in your legs.
No, we can still hear you, Jay. Ah.
You sound good, Jay.
It's funny. I have to talk softly.
All right. Hey, we got a caller. Should we take a caller and sure. then get on with the rest of the stuff? Or
Absolutely.
Yes, please.
Okay. This is in Knoxville, area code 865. Hello.
Is that Dennis?
No, it isn't, but I did just buy something from him.
Well, there we go. Excellent. Who are we talking to, caller?
Yeah, this is Cody. While my area code is Knoxville, I'm from Alaska.
Oh.
Oh.
Knoxville, Alaska.
So you're in Alaska right now?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. I bet it's cold.
Thank you, Professor Allen.
I'm actually stationed up here.
Oh.
Ah, thank you, sir.
This Christmas, I didn't really get anything. I bought people a bunch of stuff and myself a belt and a holster from Dragon Leatherworks.
Oh, cool.
Nice. What did you get?
I got the Quantum.
Very cool.
Oh, that's a good one.
Some of the best handiwork I've ever seen on leather.
Yeah, I've got a holster from Dennis. It's very nice. I'm a fan. So where are you in Alaska?
I'm up at Fairbanks.
Oh.
More specifically Fort Wainwright.
Brita?
What?
Somebody just beat you on snow.
What? Oh, yeah. We had a blizzard yesterday. And it was like eight, 9 inches.
Yeah, I don't know how much they got up in Maine, but my wife's stuck up there right now.
But in Alaska, they're like, oh, 8, 9 inches, whatever.
You know? That's a dusting.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, actually, when it gets below negative 20, it doesn't snow anymore. That's true.
It gets too cold to snow. And everything crunches when you go outside. Every water molecule in the vicinity squeeks when it gets that cold.
Squeaks. Everything squeaks. And it gets annoying. And you want to just flip out.
And your boogers freeze. That's true.
And your boogers freeze, yes.
You know you've been up here at least one winter.
And if you get moisture in your... Sorry.
You know you've been up here at least one winter when you're like, oh, is it really warm enough to snow?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. We have that problem in Cleveland because when it gets warm here, warm enough to snow, we're like, oh, God, is the lake frozen? I hope the lake's frozen because if the lake froze already, it means we're not getting that much snow because, if it's cold enough where the lake freezes, the snow stops because we all have the lake effect. But if it's warm enough and the lake is still going and not frozen, you're screwed.
Yep. It's about the same thing. We got a river.
Yeah.
Wow.
So for Christmas, did you shoot you a caribou with a red nose?
No, I can't afford the tags. Hunts up here are expensive.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I just got a 308, so...
Oh,
I couldn't afford the tag and the gun at the same time.
Oh,
but next year, right?
Next year, maybe in the spring, whenever the next season opens.
Cool.
Moose, caribou, bear, whatever. Actually, I think I'm going to get me a 45-70 before I go for a moose.
Oh my gosh, a moose!
Actually, get a 45-70 and go for the bear with that. Go for it. Go get a hard cast bullet. And go for a brain shot because. I want to know definitively: is it lactic acid dosage or bear meat just suck? The only bear I've ever had was not very good. But I've heard from a lot of people that the big issue with bear is not that the bear meat isn't any good, is that bear are really, really hard to kill. And it's very, very hard to drop one right there. So they get all riled up and they get all lactic acidosity and the meat gets funky. So you got a brain shot, Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, great. Well, thanks for calling in, Cody.
All right.
Have a good Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That's right. It's next week. That's right. God.
Right. Y'all have a good New Year, too.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Cody. Have a good
Take
one.
Take care,
Thanks.
Cody.
All right.
Alaska.
That's a real shitty place to put in your time. I'm sorry. I feel for the guy. Oh, man.
Could be worse. It could be Kandahar.
I don't know.
Nobody's shooting at him, but he could freeze to death.
You could still freeze to death in Kandahar. It's fucking cold there, too.
That's true.
Yeesh.
Anyway.
Topics.
Yeah.
We have some.
We do have some.
I've heard a rumor.
Let's get started with the... first off... The David Gregory thing really just chapped my ass.
Yes.
Because, you know...
I think you're just jealous that you're not a part of the chosen few.
No, I'm really not. I'm just pissed off that there is a chosen few.
Exactly.
You know, that whole equality before the law has just completely disappeared. There's no such thing.
Well, the
rule
of law has crumbled a long time ago.
Right.
I mean, you know, come on.
Well, it also illustrates the main difference between progressives and everybody else is that, you know, progressives, you know, demand laws but refuse to follow them. You know, all these people that are, you know, oh, we need to raise taxes, we need to tax the rich, and they're loaded to the gills and they've got money in every tax shelter known to man.
I know.
And they're and they're tax cheats.
Yeah.
Registering their yachts in Rhode Island.
Exactly.
And a lot of them don't even bother to pay their taxes.
Like exactly. And but
Tim,
you know,
Geithner.
Yeah, so we're gonna pass a whole shitload of laws and then we're gonna decide based on your politics whether they get enforced against you or not. Gee. Who did that?
Yep. I also just I just read over on Third Power's site that one of Michael Moore's bodyguards got arrested at the airport because he walked
that.
The screening zone with
a gun. 2005. Yeah.
Oh, was it 2005? Oh,
yes.
I didn't read the
story. It doesn't matter. The point is still there, though.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter when it was.
It's just like Rosie O'Donnell had bodyguards.
Well,
exactly.
Sure.
When she was running the Million Mile March.
Right. Is Dianne Feinstein going to give up her bodyguards when she goes out in public?
Of course not.
Is she the one that has the California concealed carry permit?
Yes.
And carries a .38 in her purse?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. The problem is that they think that they are somehow better than us.
They are intellectual superiors. Come on.
Okay.
You know, just look at the shoulder thing that goes up. Come on. How can you allow that?
Yeah.
I fucking hate those shoulder things that go up.
Now, the ones that go down.
Has anyone ever figured out exactly what she was talking about?
She
shoulder
had
thing
no idea.
Goes up?
Probably a folding stock.
Yeah. That'd be
breaking. Oh, maybe,
like,
yeah.
Like a folding stock on an AK.
Yeah. But I've always wondered, like, what would that be? A shoulder thing goes up.
It's a barrel shroud, dumb shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, she didn't even know what part of the gun the barrel is.
I know. And
Yep.
Right.
Designed to limit our access to firearms. And she doesn't even know what end the bullets come out of.
I mean, that's the gun control debate right there, is you've got people that don't think banning guns is a good idea, and that more armed citizens, you know, certainly hasn't been a problem. And then the people that don't know which end the bullets come out of, or don't even know what a bullet is. High capacity ammunition.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
Bullet clips.
Clips, magazines.
My favorites are the ones that take a box of ammo and then scatter some of them some of the rounds on the ground and go, look, people have been shooting at me. Here's the bullets.
The bullets. Yeah. It is very, it's very interesting. It's, there's a lot of kind of, it's like people who don't know the truth are just making up kind of these stories that they've heard on TV. And, you know, it's like magical thinking and they just make shit up and it sounds nice and it sounds emotionally, you know, I think that's the problem. I think it's a kind of emotions versus actual factual data, you know.
What's really hilarious is that these fuckers are still quoting the goddamn Kellerman study.
Oh, yeah.
Kellerman won't quote
it. It sounds good. Well, also, there's also the whole magical thinking thing, you know, because I cannot even tell you the number of times I've seen something along these lines. You know, well, we have to do something to stop all this gun violence.
Okay. Like, shoot, what? Like,
well,
what?
Well, because they're assuming the outcome. I mean, it's a huge logical fallacy. This law, if we pass this law, this will, you know. The problem is that no gun law ever, anywhere in the history of the time, has done anything to stop violence. They just don't. They never have and they never will.
Well, that's because violence is not about guns.
Well, so, to use their bullshit logic, there have been a bunch of gun laws have stopped gun violence. If you go through and ban everything, then it does slow the supply
then
chain.
Then other styles of violence just increase to offset that.
No. Yeah. When you ban guns, the good people can't shoot back. So you have fewer criminals getting shot dead.
That nut job that that set his house on fire so that he could shoot at the firefighters.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
He was a convicted felon. Do you know what he served time for?
Murder.
Yeah. Do you know what? Do you know what he did?
His grandmother.
No. What? With? What?
He murdered his grandmother. And does anybody know what with?
No.
A hammer.
Ah, why is he out? Oh, God.
Because it's New York.
Because he served his time. 14 years was enough.
14 years? Okay.
Well, clearly it wasn't, geez. You know?
Obviously, I shouldn't be allowed to have a semi-automatic rifle because...
Because he killed somebody with a hammer.
Right, yeah. Because New York can't keep felons in jail long enough and can't keep them from illegally obtaining firearms.
I mean, that's the bottom line of all this stuff is we don't need gun control. We need criminal control. Right. I mean, you had Cho down at Virginia Tech who was adjudicated a danger to himself and others.
But they didn't do anything.
But sentenced to voluntary psychiatric help.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. And then, which
well, you know who to blame for that. I mean, that was the big liberal thing in the 60s and 70s was that whole deinstitutionalization.
Oh, yeah. We had Loeffner over in Arizona who probably knew every cop in the area by name and would get a ride home in a cruiser all the time. He had a whole bunch of possession stuff, but he was never charged with any of it. Oh, we'll scare him. He was causing all sorts of problems, and nobody did anything about it until he shot somebody.
Well, it's virtually impossible to get someone committed against their will in the U.S. today. You know, you
essentially need a felony conviction.
That just puts you in jail. That doesn't get you, you know,
right
in the loony pen. There are almost no, you know, other, you know, you can check yourself in as long as you have insurance to pay for it. But there are no, there's, it's almost impossible to get a third party commitment, I guess, whatever you want to call it, you know, you judges won't do it. There's no, you know, they just don't do it anymore. So,
you know what I thought was really interesting? I saw the picture of the guy who shot up the school, and immediately it called to mind the photograph I saw of Jared Loeffner who shot in Arizona.
Oh, and
they had the,
oh,
if you go and you compare the two photos, it's like
crazy eyes.
Crazy eyes.
Yeah,
man.
just like looking at the photo of Manson. Crazy eyes.
Yeah, crazy eyes.
It's the same. They could be like the same person almost.
Yep.
Oh, and who the hell was that that nut from Massachusetts who was in, was it Illinois? Where she got denied tenure?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, she was in, where was it? Was it South Carolina or North Carolina?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, she got, yeah, the college
she's
professor.
The one that blew her brother away and was never charged.
Right.
Yep.
The gun accidentally went off 3 times.
Yeah. Shotgun.
Yeah.
Is what she
pump
killed her brother with. Yeah.
Pump shotgun.
Right.
Oh, she went into, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yep. And the guy who shot up the movie theater. Same exact
yep.
look. Crazy.
Yep, all had the bug eyes.
Yep.
The guy who went nuts at my workplace. That was the big thing, was his friggin' eyeballs were pressing up against his glasses. And I said, Jesus Christ, I'm glad I got a gun on me.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he was talking to himself and... Oh, having some nice little delusional fantasies, and thankfully nothing bad happened. But let me tell you, it could have.
Well, yeah. to circle this back around where we started, we've got David Gregory, who's waving around. Not only was he waving around an illegal AR mag, but he checked. Like, apparently, the producer called the police first.
Yeah.
A couple of days earlier, and said, "Hey, we want to use this," and the police were like, "No,
no, you can't.
You can't do that. It's illegal."
Which is, to be fair, because it was just a fucking shock value prop.
Well, yeah,
but it wasn't even like it furthered his point.
But they did it anyway, even after being told it was illegal.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there's no, you know, even if I didn't know was a valid defense, which it isn't in D.C., ask how many people have been popped in D.C. for having an illegal gun just passing through or something and
or
didn't
New York
know.
Or wherever,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a
know.
Thing. It's not like they overlook it
right.
for everyone. Yeah.
But apparently if you're, you know, a liberal and a big media star, you can get a pass on that.
You're a fellow traveler.
Yeah. Oh, he's also the one that was going on and on about how armed guards were stupid in schools, and he sends his kids to a school with armed guards.
Yep. That's because it's hoity. That's because it doesn't. It's the armed guards that don't guard the hoi polloi.
We can't have chosen one's children being guarded. Come on.
That's right.
That'd put them on an equal footing with the liberal elite.
Well, I'm not a big fan of armed guards in schools anyway, but the hypocrisy of saying that it's stupid and won't do anything while at the same time sending your kids to a school that has them.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of armed guards either. All I want is just say that gun-free zone's done.
Well, the problem, okay, here's the problem with armed guards is...
I want bungee sticks.
You know
what? Before we move on to the armed guards in schools, I would like to invite people to call in.
Yes.
And weigh in if you have thoughts
Please.
About this. I'd love to hear it. Because I've been listening to Alan all week about it. So call in and tell us what you've been thinking about the whole Dianne Feinstein.
214-530-0036.
Yeah, please call in.
And, but yeah, before we get started on the security guards, there was two things, and we're going to talk about both of them because I'm sure we'll have time. One was the Kumo Feinstein, you know, we're going to, oh yeah. Remember when we said we weren't going to confiscate your guns?
Yeah.
Fooled you.
We have a big enough tragedy.
We really want to confiscate them after all. And then the NRA. I've got a lot to say about the NRA presser that happened Friday,
or lack thereof.
Isn't that a depressor?
Yeah. But first, let's take this call from MDev. Hello, MDev.
Oh, that was creepy. I couldn't even hear you guys until you said hello.
Oh. You weren't hearing the stream?
No, not at all. I thought the call in was broken. That's why I was asking in chat.
Well, shoot, let me get in there and fix that. So what's up, MDev?
I was just about to hang up and then I heard hello, MDev. So
good.
I was calling in on two fronts. First of all, about the whole David Gregory thing that you guys were just talking about. And second of all, I wanted to share what the Secret Santa squirrel got me.
Oh, cool. Well, have at it.
Well, Santa was unable to find anything resembling a PMAG, obviously, because she was shopping late. But you know what I did get that should be just as good to make Sarah Brady cry is I got not one, but two of the PMAG connectors to let me to put two 39 mags next to each other.
Oh, so, nice.
You know, you can get your Malcolm X on.
It's MDEV X.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess that makes it a double assault rifle because it's got two evil regular capacity magazines next to each other.
Extra high capacity bullet clip.
Banana
clips. Yeah,
clip.
Exactly.
Banana clips.
Banana clips. It's my banana.
I haven't heard banana clips in a long time.
Yeah, they
banana clip. Hey, when I was a kid, I had a banana seat on my bike.
Was it a Schwinn Stingray?
Yes, it was. With the ape hanger handlebars in the banana seat.
Tell me it was red.
No, it was green.
Oh, okay. Oh. So we had the two of us at Christmas.
It was green, sparkly green, like glittery green kind of thing. Yeah, it was awesome.
Did you put your Honus Wagner rookie card in the spokes?
No, but I put cards in the spokes. Yeah, absolutely. Hell yeah.
It just sounded just like Rita's ricer leg.
That was awesome.
I also got a couple of cool tactical flashlights to add to my flashlight in every corner theory.
Always handy.
Including one that's like, it runs on a single AA, but it's 350 lumen and drives the dog nuts at about 200 yards across the backyard.
Wow.
How did it work on that little teeny battery?
Not long.
It works about the same as a shot shell works. It's real, real bright for a second.
Yeah.
Doesn't have an extractor?
I've gone through two of the lithium ion AAs. Let's just put it that way.
Wow.
Pretty impressive.
Yep.
But yeah. Cool. That was Santa. Did you guys, because I just started listening a few minutes ago, did you guys already talk about Norman Schwarzkopf passing away today?
No.
No.
Yeah. Saw that this afternoon. So.
That was a surprise to me. I didn't know that. Was he sick or?
I have absolutely no idea. It's like Facebook was all about, you know, Bush 41 being in the hospital, and then I get a breaking news alert that said Norman Schwarzkopf passed away.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Illuminati's getting to them.
I see.
Yeah.
The Illuminati.
Denver Airport, motherfuckers.
That's where the big FEMA camp is, right?
That's right. But yeah, no, probably the last general to ever declare victory in the Middle East.
Wow, he was only 78. That's not old.
That's pretty old.
78 is not old. You're like 75, Alan.
Hey.
Wow.
75 and a half.
I am not.
No, but that's not very old.
That's...
Oh, stop.
No, it's
not in this day and age. 75 is not old.
It's not ancient, but it's still, it's old enough that when somebody's that 78 dies, you're kind of like, oh, okay. I mean...
Well, I always love anytime a celebrity dies or even just, you know, you read the obituary, when the person's like 98 years old and they'll say, you know, died from complications of whatever. I'm like, no, they fucking died because they were 98.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Their complications of pneumonia. Ran out.
Or better yet, when they're 98 and they die in the sack.
Yeah.
How do you explain that one?
Hey,
put it in the newspaper. Why not?
That's right.
Died in the sack.
If I was 98 and died like that, I'd be happy. I'd be proud.
You kidding? I'd want to vote.
Yeah.
I'd have it in my will to pay for that New York Times obituary page. I want a full page obituary.
Lie, damn it.
Pictures of my last moment.
Yeah, there you go. Oh boy.
Thank you for helping us go down to the.
Thanks, MDev.
Thanks, MDev.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm here for.
All right.
To bring a chicken in every pot and a smile on every face.
Aw, that's thank MDev you.
From tacticaltupperware.com.
You know, Jay, you're better at plugging my shit than I am.
Yeah, I am in marketing.
Speaking of that, Jay, let me ship you a bunch of blog business cards that you can hand out at SHOT Show since I'm not going to do this.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they'll have my T&E address, not yours, Jay.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
Send all T&E items to me, and I'll make sure they get to him.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what? I'll take all the stuff that you can't have in Massachusetts.
That's not a bad idea.
Please send these to my associate.
Yeah. Hey, thanks okay. for thanks was, for calling him, Dev.
Yeah. Hey, hang up on me. I love you. Bye.
Okay. Happy New Year. The MDev. So, you want to talk about banning the guns or the NRA first?
Let's get the NRA out of the way.
Okay.
Oh, out of the way.
All right. Well, okay. The call-in number, 214-530-0036, and we would love to have you call in, and I promise if you're nice, I'll hang up on you. The first thing I want to talk about the NRA has nothing to do with the substance of the speech, but the person that was giving the speech. My God, can the NRA not find a more alive-looking person than Wayne LaPierre?
That's the thing that totally baffled me because, number one, we've been to the NRA convention, right?
Yes.
And as media, we got to go into the media room, right?
Yes.
Full of smoking hot chicks.
Yes.
Really? They couldn't have picked up one of the smoking hot chicks and put her in front of the camera and give her a script to read and said, here, look really cute and excited and passionate and bam. Right?
I want Ted Nugent to give that speech.
Oh, no. Please don't even get me started on Ted Nugent. I do not want to be on the same team as Ted Nugent.
I mean, I know.
Because he says retarded things like, suck my Glock, or whatever he says.
Yeah, that's the problem. And he wouldn't stick to the script.
You know what, Ted Nugent? Please just shut up. You're not helping. Shut up.
And frankly, that was one of my big problems with Wayne LaPierre is, getting into NRA politics, you know, it's a well-known fact that the, you know, NRA exists by and for Wayne LaPierre and his PR firm that has a symbiotic relationship that's like a remora on a shark. But, you know, come on. The dude, I mean, talk about the stereotypical old white dude, you know, standing up and going, yes, the solution is more police state, more cops in all the schools. Let's have training programs and sponsored by the NRA and create more only ones. And, you know, I mean, it's just Jesus Christ. And
let's ban rock music and them fancy record players.
Right.
I was half expecting him to like start in like, you know, the what is that church?
Oh,
Westboro Baptist. I was like, yeah. He's just going to start blaming the homosexuals
Yeah, you could just see him come heading down that road, you know, because it's the video games, the evil video games and the movies, you know.
Well,
like,
to be fair, we should all be concerned about what the queers are doing to the soil.
Yes.
Where the fuck is that quote? I've been hearing that quote all my life, and I don't know who's quoting it from.
And not even current video games. It's not like he said Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
But Mortal Kombat, which yeah. I think the, what, mid-80s?
Yeah, that's,
or it's like
know.
That Pac-Man.
Early 90s.
Yeah.
He should have at least taken the page out of the anti-gun playbook and blamed Doom.
Right. But
always Doom's fault.
Regardless of the content of the speech, if they had somebody more personable than Wayne, I mean, I don't know if you saw them, but the guy looked like he was dead. I mean, he was standing up there. He was looking down the whole time and mumbling and stopping and mumbling. And, you know, it was just like, Jesus, come on, NRA. Damn it.
Well, you know, it was like an ego thing for him.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Front and be, be Wayne LaPierre, head, face of the NRA. And thank you. You know, the NRA already has problems being like the old white guy club. You know, really? Get a chick out there. Get somebody of color.
Yeah, I can't believe they missed, you know, the obvious, you know, PR, you know, point thing of, you know, hey, let's get a woman out there. I mean, this whole thing was about kids. I mean,
yeah, can I make a statement and say how much I miss Sandy Frohman?
Yeah.
She was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Do we have anybody on hold, Alan?
Yes, we do have a call on hold.
You should probably take it.
Oh, really?
It's a call-in show. Call in.
Oh, I suppose. Hello, area code 901. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, Bonnie.
It's Bonnie. Yeah,
I thought there wasn't lag on the stream, but apparently there's enough that it actually scared the shit out of me when you said, hey, caller from 901. I was like, what? What?
You just cut off surprise.
The bell. So I missed, like, everything past he looked dead and he was looking down and mumbling because apparently there's that much of a lag.
That's about all there was.
Okay. Well, you guys are talking about
You missed Brita yelling at me for not taking your call.
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you, Brita, for yelling at Alan for me. well, basically, I've actually gotten into several arguments by saying, like, the most, I don't even know how to say this, like, calm, reasonable things. And you guys know me. I'm pretty passionate. I'm pretty loud. I'm pretty in your face. But when it comes to stuff like this, I'm like, okay, guys, let's look at this rationally. And people don't want to look at it rationally. But one thing that you guys are saying that I actually really disagree with is putting up a representative to say something for the NRA. And that's only because media wants the big dog on stage. And Gio pointed this out, and I completely agree. He pointed it out in the chat. And if you put, like, you can put a woman up there to say key points, like, you know, I feel this way, you know, as a woman, I you know, see it this way. But in the end, it's got to be Wayne making the final point, you know?
Yeah, except he's inept at it.
So, yeah, like, he's got to put a stamp on it. You can have the people saying it, but I don't know, like, it seems weird to me for like, knowing the media, you know, and even though we are technically the media, big bloggers, like, you know, knowing how they like it, like the official word. I like the official word. Like, if a lackey is speaking to me, I'm like, really? Really? Why can't they come out and say it themselves? Like, that's where my attitude comes out. So I really think that would have been a big problem. Like, get women to say their points. You know, get, as Brita said, a person of color, which if you said that in Memphis, you would be shot on sight. But, you know,
I don't know the terms. I don't care.
You,
the person of melanin.
Increased melanin content.
One of them Negroids.
Someone is not white. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a black woman. Get a, you know, Hispanic man. Get somebody to go up there and be like, hey, guys, you know, I use guns too. You know, whatever. But Have Wayne put a stamp on it, but,
right.
You know, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. They could have had Wayne LaPierre introduce his spokesperson or do anything at that point. But he's standing up there playing into the stereotype.
Oh, no, I get that.
And I don't think it helped at all. And I have issues with the message, and I have issues with the messenger. Let's just put it that way.
My issue with the message and the messenger is the NRA said, we're not going to say anything out of respect to the families. And then a week later, they came out with something that was going to cause an inflammatory reaction with like 90% of like the world on both sides. Both sides got pissed off because they were like, hey, our side got pissed off by the only ones stuff. Like, oh, you guys can have our training. Fuck you. I have my own training. And number two, the other side is like, oh, my God, guns in school. Holy shit. Well, there are guns in the schools in my area. Actually, the school that I do observation at, they've got a police officer from the town who is in the school actively there were police officers and armed security guards at a lot of school shootings. The thing is like, that gun's not the problem. You know, the people, like, I don't know, it's just this huge cognitive dissonance that these people don't understand. And by these people, I mean anybody who cites any fact and then calls somebody a dumbass when they don't agree with them. I mean, I'm calling everybody out on this one because everybody's just been fucking retarded when it has come to the situation. They have just been fucking retarded, and that's why I don't want to get into discussion.
Didn't you just call everyone that disagree with you retarded a dumbass?
All I heard was,
oh, sorry. I was just laughing because you just called everybody that disagreed with you a dumbass.
No, well, she called them retarded, and I believe that's her training. Oh, she can do that.
I am training to be a special education teacher. I can call anybody retarded that I want to, goddammit.
I have to correct you, Bonnie. It's retarded
American.
Retarded.
Retarded American.
Right.
Seriously, retarded is actually a medical term. It's become PC to call them mentally disabled or whatever, you know, mental disabilities, physical disabilities. That's PC bullshit that I don't like. I have to do it, but I don't like it. Retarded means slow. These people are fucking retarded. You are fucking slow if you think that you can, you know, make some argument and then call somebody a moron. And yes, I realize I'm calling a whole bunch of people morons while I'm doing this. So yes, call me a hypocrite. Call me a fucking retarded hypocrite. I don't care.
To be fair, moron is also a medical term.
Retarded.
It is actually a medical term.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've lost the thread here.
I don't know where we're going.
Okay.
And it sounds like somebody's on an iron lung, but that's maybe just me.
Sounds like something what, Jay?
Somebody's on an iron lung. All I could hear is just pop. Is that you, Alan?
I don't think so.
Alan is breathing.
No, that's me.
it's weird trying to breathe.
I have a head cold.
Oh, bless. I'm glad I could make y'all laugh, but my whole issue with it is they came out with something so inflammatory that you can't argue about it. You can't discuss it. You can't do anything with that. What the fuck are we supposed to do with that, Wayne? What the fuck? Seriously. You come out after a week of silence with that bomb?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
And you
yes.
people not
That's a great point.
Off?
Yep.
Exactly.
Fucking moron. You fucking retard, Wayne.
I love the comment that somebody said on Tam's blog, and I quoted it. That's where the TSA for Tots came from. It was the whole, was that the best you could come up with, Wayne? You fucking TSA for Tots after all this?
God damn it. God damn it. I'm so sorry for anybody who is religious and is offended by that. I really am. But God fucking damn it. Why?
Yeah.
Why? Why?
No.
Because I can tell you why. I mean.
I can tell you why.
Well, I know why. No, I know why. But they won't go into that because that's too political. They just like to throw bombshells, and this is for any large organization that's too big for their britches does this, and we all know it. You know, I'm not saying anything that's new. They like to drop these morsels of wisdom on us and then not back them up with anything except generalizations. And when people try to start discussing it, they got nothing to back it up because nobody's giving them anything because all the big organizations with the big ideas that all the little people are quoting, you know, like they don't give you anything to use. They give you nothing except this big bomb. And so you try to lob bombs at each other. And that's why we're fucking arguing all the time. God fucking damn it. Stop. You know?
Right. Well, when the NRA came out and they had their statement, a week after the shooting, immediately, first of all, in my opinion, the NRA is as bad as the DNC and the RNC. The NRA is concerned. Their number one thing is keeping the NRA in power. Yep. You know, they're lobbyists. They want to keep their hand in Washington. And so immediately I looked at it from that angle and I thought, okay, what are they doing here? What they're doing is they're suggesting a solution for, you know, putting armed guards in schools, but their solution requires training. Okay? And the training, they...
Not just any training, though.
Not just any training, but NRA training, supplied by NRA certified trainers.
Right.
That's two layers of NRA right there. Okay?
Okay.
And so, I mean, it's a terrific political move because neither party has come up with a solution. Neither party has had come up with a plan. And then the NRA steps in and tries to look like the hero, but being a hero requires everybody else getting NRA training. And, you know, probably assuming being an NRA member. So, you know, it's completely politically astute. I mean, I was like, bravo, NRA. That's a good move politically. But really, I do not. I don't want some Barney Fife guy in my child's school going through their book bag. I don't.
No, I totally agree.
And that is the problem because, you know, this is just like the Patriot Act. You know, the Patriot Act was passed in the horror and of the World Trade Center attack, and it was a laundry list of all the shit that law enforcement had wanted for, you know, 20 years, all piled into one smelly heap. And they immediately went after everybody but terrorists with it. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be the same thing because they're passing this or they're trying to promote this as, you know, armed guards in the school to protect against shootings. Well, these shootings are so rare. They're about the most rare thing in existence. They're almost nothing. You know, the freaking lottery, the Powerball lottery is more common than school shootings. And the odds of that are, what, 175 million to one. You know, we're talking about events that are so rare, they statistically don't happen.
Right.
And yet we're going to put armed guards, basically cops, in these schools. And what do you think they're going to be doing the 99.999999999999% of the time that nobody's coming in to shoot up the school?
Checking kids.
Yep. That's exactly right.
Going through book bags.
Yep.
Patting down kids. God. I mean, come on, they do it already. And I'm sorry. It's unacceptable.
Y'all, I have a story. When I was in high school, I have a story, y'all. Been around the fire. I'll get up my shotgun and we can, you know, shoot squirrels while we, you know, I'm just kidding. No, but when I was in high school, somebody went hunting one weekend and then came back to school and he forgot to take his gun out of his truck. And it was like underneath the seat or whatever, and he was at his locker and mentioned it to a friend and went, oh, shit, I forgot to take my gun out of my truck. Oh, well, my truck's locked. Nobody will steal it. It wasn't like a big deal. His friend got mad at him later in the day. I shit you not, this is a true story. Friend got mad at him later in the day and told the teacher he's got a gun in his truck. Like, no shit. So fucking calling the police, bomb squads. My stepmom came up to school to pick us up. I'm, like, 16. My stepmother's, like, coming to pick us up from school because, oh, my God, there's a gun on campus. And everybody treated it because it was like a year or two after, no, it was only a year after Columbine. So everyone's just freaking the fuck out. And I was like, really? Really? In his truck? Like, even a liberal 16-year-old, because I was fucking liberal back then. Even a liberal 16-year-old who hated hunting was like, it's in his truck, and his truck is fucking locked.
He's not near his truck.
And the gun's probably not even loaded.
Yeah, exactly. And what? Really? Really? He's going to come in here with a shotgun and blow us away? Like, even a modern shotgun, like, that's going to be pretty hard to do, like, to take out, you know, the entire fucking school. And the way our school was set up, then we had so many dead end hallways and alleys and like just shortcuts and all this stuff. Like we went to school in a prison castle. It was the weirdest thing. But like you could duck through anywhere and get out. Like I don't know. Like I just don't know what these people were thinking. There was no way that could have turned into a bad situation. But it was so close to Columbine. The do something mentality was there. We don't know what to do, but we have to do something. And so everybody fucking freaked out. And
sure.
My stepmother was on the goddamn news walking up to the school.
Great.
with this purposeful stride, like, I'm going to go get my kids kind of thing. And I'm like, oh, no. You know, really? Really? And I was like, nope, I'm staying. She's like, well, I'm going to give you a ride home. I'm like, no, I'm staying. And she's like,
I don't know you, lady. Go away.
kidnapper.
You know, somebody is bringing up in the chat, and I just want to address it before it disappears and I forget, that the NRA suggested that their plan focuses on individual school districts, and they would work with individual school districts. Now, individual school districts generally are hurting for money.
Sure.
Now, and the NRA has said, oh, well, we'll pay for all this. Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. How many school districts are there in the United States and how many individual schools within those school districts? And the NRA cannot afford that. I'm sorry. They won't be able to afford it. And once the school districts, the individual school districts say, oh, we need the security guards in our school, but we can't afford it. Please help us, Papa Government.
Exactly.
And then it becomes federal.
Exactly. That's exactly.
So thanks, NRA, for expanding federal government power. Because that's how it'll turn out. You know, and then they'll get, oh, my God, and then the school security guards will become unionized. And then they will always be gun-free zones because there will be only ones in the schools. Only the security guards will be able to carry guns.
Right.
And so
you get nationwide armed security guards in schools, you will never, ever, ever, ever get rid of the gun-free zone.
Why would they need them? Because you have the only ones in the schools protecting you, right?
Yep.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a teacher, so I am, like, that's the only reason that I honestly give a flying fuck about this situation is, like, as far as guns in schools. Because if I wasn't going to be a teacher, like, I don't have kids. I have, like, a couple friends who are teachers. You know, I don't have an emotional vested interest in it, like, from a practical standpoint. Like, from a socio-political standpoint, I get it, I understand it, and yes, I do think that this is something that does need to be addressed, but I don't give as much of a shit about it as, you know, I guess I wouldn't give as much of a shit about it if I wasn't going to be a teacher. Let me go ahead and just get that out of the way. I have been trained. I'm a damn fine shot. I've made old curmudgeons at the range, like, you know, drop their jaws and go, what the fuck? Where did you learn how to shoot? You know, I can take care of myself kind of thing. I would love it if they would just merely, like, even if they had to do an extra background check on teachers, if they wanted to carry their own gun and have it in the classroom with them.
Yes.
I would be down for that. You want to make sure I bought my own pistols? Fine. Here's my fucking receipt. It is fine. I did not get it off the black market. Here are my credentials from my concealed carry class, from my beginner's gun class, from my tactical training class. Here's my background check that you have to do anyway in order for me to become a teacher. Oh, by the way, here's the background check that I had to get to buy this gun. Here's the one for this gun. Here's the one for this gun.
Right.
Here's one for my permit. Oh, and here's a copy of my fucking permit. Here's a copy of the renewal for my permit. Guess what? This wasn't a one-time thing. You know,
right.
Like,
well, that's the whole point behind concealed carry, right? Nobody knows who's armed. So no place, aside from schools and, you know, libraries and things, are, you know, gun-free zones are victim zones, you know.
Well,
so
and the minute those kids leave that school, they're back out in the real world where people are carrying guns around them and these things don't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I've seen like 4 or 5 Facebook updates today and Twitter updates where people are like, oh my God, I went shopping in all these different places and no one was fired. Or there was a gun in Wally World and Costco and stuff like that. And not a single shot was fired. Like, that's a common joke amongst, you know, concealed carry people because it's a joke. It is absolutely a joke. What changes on that invisible line? And that's like a common trope, too. That's something that we always say. What changes when you cross that invisible line? Absolutely nothing. I don't turn into a fucking serial killer just because I have walked into a gun-free zone. When I go into a liquor store that has said, hey, you know, we don't like people to carry, you know what? If you're posted, I will not carry in your store. But if I accidentally forget, guess what? That does not mean that I have come into your liquor store to kill you, rape you, and steal your women and your jewels. Like, that's not how it works.
Right. Well, I work in a gun-free zone. Okay. There's a sign at the door. There's a sign on every door, or even the employee door, which I suspect somebody put it up there just for me. I work in a gun-free zone, and I want to tell my boss, I want to say, you know what? Me leaving my gun at home does not make you any safer. Me not being unarmed.
It's more dangerous. It makes you more dangerous.
Yes. If something happens, you're going to wish that, oh boy, I wish Brita. I mean, she has said to me, you know, I sometimes would feel safer if you could carry your gun in at work.
Which is funny because you wouldn't defend her anyway.
Well,
but she doesn't
have a whole different issue. That's a whole different issue. But they just, it's like, and I think part of the thing that gun people, gun owners get so upset about is that anti-gunners equate us with the crazy people who will go crazy and shoot up a school. And they think that we are the same caliber of person. And I think that really kind of like offends us at our core.
I think that's just projection on their part.
Well, it is projection on their part.
Because they are that crazy. And if they had a gun, they would do stuff like that.
Right. But, you know, it's offensive to us.
Like any political argument is like that, though. During election time, holy fuck. Oh, my God. Seriously? You're calling all Southerners conservative, you know, redneck moron to, like, really? Okay, I live in Tennessee. I'm socially liberal, and I am fiscally conservative. Don't fucking lump me in with those idiots. But it happens all the time.
I have the opposite thing. I have people who come to the library who assume because I'm a librarian and I'm a woman, I'm a liberal.
Yeah.
And, like, of course, I'm at work. I can't say anything. So I have to do the smile and the nod. But, yes, the assumptions are offensive.
Hey, Bonnie.
Yes.
We got people waiting to call. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
thanks for calling. Have a good New Year. Have a happy New Year.
We love you, Bonnie.
Bye.
I love you too. Bye.
Post pictures of your nail polish. Damn it.
And we do have another caller.
Nail polish thing, and I want to see her nails.
We have, this is area code 919. You're on the air.
Hey, Alan. This is Sean. Blog.
Hey, Sean.
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 Sean with the low cell phone volume.
Sean with the what?
Your volume is very low. I've got you turned up as loud as it can go, and you're still
very low. Pinch the microphone.
We have you turned up to 11, and you're still only at 3.
I have never been in a position where I was the quiet one,
so. Anyway, what's up?
I think you guys are making the perfect enemy the good here, and I want to let's talk some real numbers. You guys are concerned that police officers in school will cost a lot of money, and it may end up being some sort of a governmental project. Now, I agree, making it a governmental project is kind of stupid. If you have a school and you have a school district, then all the expenses for that school district should be borne by the people in the district. Not by people in a foreign, you know, in another district somewhere, passing the hat in Wisconsin for, you know, a school in North Carolina. Stupid. But let's talk about how much it actually costs. Luckily, Wake County, I live in Raleigh, North Carolina. Wake County publishes a lot more information than I think that they realize. According to the Wake County budget, it costs Wake County $37,838 per school resource officer. Now, the section that I have shows me the schools in Cary, North Carolina. That would be the containment area for relocated Yankees, and the city of Raleigh. And all of those are high schools. They don't have them in middle schools. They don't have them in elementary schools. So I took a look at the Wake County public school system, and they have 169 schools, of which 105 of them are elementary schools. So if we take 169 schools times just the 37,838, you end up with almost $6.4 million just in putting a police officer, because that's what a school resource officer is a sworn police officer from the town, or in some cases it's a deputy sheriff.
Okay. Does this include his benefits and retirement and holiday vacation and all the goodies that union police officers usually get, or no?
I don't believe it does. I think that the school district in this case only covers the actual salary, or they cover a portion of the salary. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
They pay each individual police, in this case, Cary and Raleigh Police Departments, they're paying them $37,838 per school resource officer, each of which is posted in a school.
They're probably paying them for the hours they're in the school. Kind of like.
Not really sure. According to this, it's a flat number.
Oh, okay.
And I seriously doubt that every school resource officer is on exactly the same pay scale with his town.
Probably not.
Doesn't seem to make a lot of sense there.
I also wonder if the school resource officer is like the school nurse, which means if you cut yourself and you need a Band-Aid, they're not there.
The numbers I've heard is upwards of $60,000 per person. Now, you're thinking, oh my God, that's just too expensive. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What I would like to see is what Tennessee is doing, and I'm really trying to advocate that we issue that, you know, we start the same sort of law. Tennessee, the last I looked at it, their law said, their proposed law is that every school has to have armed security. Now, whether they say it has to be a police officer, a private security guard that has been hired by the school, or it's a staff member of some type who is licensed to carry, is up to the school district. Up to the individual school, however they want to do it. But the state says you will have armed security to take care of this sort of problem. Well, what's going to happen is nobody's going to be able to come up with $6.5 million to put an armed police officer in uniform, plus whatever else it's going to cost them for. Christ, can you imagine 105 new police officers just in one county?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where are you going to find them?
I don't know.
So they're
going to be stuck
in a position where they can't find the people, they can't pay for the people, and they can't afford it.
Right.
So what they're going to end up having to do is say, well, you know, maybe it's not such a bad idea that maybe the janitor and the principal and the teacher.
Really? You think the teachers' union would allow that?
Never.
I disagree.
I don't really.
I disagree.
First off, this is North Carolina. The teachers' union doesn't exist. They
have something
that they keep calling a teacher's union, but there's no unions in North Carolina. It's a right-to-work state, and it's illegal for you to collectively bargain for a government job.
Okay.
That's awesome.
That we're putting one of the things that we're really doing by bringing up the subject of, hey, look, there's not any guards at all. There's nothing to stop these little kids from getting murdered in their school, is we're putting the parents on the same side as us. We're saying, look, your kids aren't guarded. These people don't give a damn. And they're going to say, oh, my God, we can't possibly afford $40,000, $60,000 to guard your kids. Oh, great. Your kids aren't worth it. Let's just let them get killed. Well, which person are they going to listen to? The people saying, oh, we don't have the money to guard your kids? Or the people saying, you know, you really should? I think what's going to end up happening is enough people are going to say, in enough places, are going to say, hey, that's stupid. You know what? I trust the teacher with my kid. 7-8 hours a day, I can trust them with a gun. And that's not going to happen everywhere. But in Utah, we already know Utah is totally legal. In Oregon, it's totally legal.
There's a school district in Texas that does it.
They're going to say, well, that's kind of stupid. Yeah, Texas. But a lot of people are just going to say, well, that's dumb. And that's the thing. We've introduced something into the conversation that was not there before. It was, oh, guns are bad. Oh, why is there nobody guarding my kid? Why is it so easy to go in and massacre a bunch of children because there's nobody there to stop them?
You know what, though? it's I really fear that it's going to turn into a TSA situation, because, you know, it's a countrywide problem. Therefore, it should be a federal solution.
When's the last time you've been in a school that had a school resource officer?
Okay, never.
Okay, I have. I've been in numerous of them. You know what I do for a living. I never tell anybody in a public forum what I do for a living, but I can, in general terms, say that I go from place to place and I look at various things. One of those things when I'm there, that one of those places that I go to is school.
Okay.
Now, of course, it's utterly illegal for me to carry a gun or any type of a weapon into those places, so of course I do not. But frequently when I go into these schools, I will run into a school resource officer. It is a police officer.
You know, it's really funny to me that you are placing a lot of faith in the same population that reelected Barack Obama and gave him the power to federally mandate medical care. You're saying that the same population would not federally mandate school security. Please explain that.
You cannot professionalize until you federalize.
Now, what? I understand what you're going to say. Your next statement is, well, we can't afford health care either. Yeah.
No.
The thing is that most people are going to take a look at it and say, look, you need to provide me with somebody who's going to be there in case something like this happens.
Right.
Well, school resource officers I deal with, they do not search children. They're not patting down little kids. They're
not yet.
They're not putting up metal detectors. No, they never are. There's no reason for them to. Now, there are certain inner city schools where they're so scared about violence that they put everybody through a metal detector. I've been to some of those, too. But still, it's a metal detector, and that's about it.
Okay.
And they don't even
and for the rest of the and for the rest of the gun-free zones in their cities, what are they going to do?
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding your question.
Schools aren't the only gun-free
schools
zones.
Schools are not the only gun-free zones.
Okay, so? What's
so
that?
Are you going to put armed guards everywhere? Is that the solution?
Well, part of the thing that I want to see done is to mandate that if you make a place a gun-free zone, you have to provide adequate security.
Oh, now, that's very nice. That's pie in the sky. It's already happening. I work in a gun-free zone. There's no security. I am security, but I'm unarmed. Okay, my reality.
But no, I gotta say, I agree with Sean with that. The bottom line is the reason why we've got most of our gun-free zones in the non-government sector is litigious reasons. Oh well, if somebody starts shooting the place up, I don't want people to sue. And the bottom line is though if something happens where I could have protected myself, but I was unable to because the law stated that I couldn't be armed there, I want to sue.
You can't sue if you're dead.
Now, let's look at what happened in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Brita.
You can't sue if you're dead.
Well, but other people, it can still be sued.
Okay.
Well, no, I mean this in a greater good fashion.
Okay.
Right now I work in a gun-free zone, and I've told.
Do you have locks on your door? Do you have a key card?
Sure.
I work in a gun-free zone with a door that is open all the time.
Oh, I mean, I don't give a shit. I worked in a place with key cards, and I had an employee and a coworker freak out. He had a psychotic episode.
I'm just saying that this whole let's put security guards in is not a feasible solution. The only solution is to make every place like the rest of the fucking world, where you don't know who is armed and who's not.
Yep.
Because as John Lott said, John Lott just came out and said the majority of these shootings that occur in gun-free zones.
All of them.
Guess what?
All but one.
Guess why?
Yeah, because they can.
All but one, and that one was an assassination, not a mass shooting.
Right.
Right.
every other one.
And the idea of putting arm guards, paid arm guards, into gun-free zones will never create, will never get rid of gun-free zones. And so we're stuck.
Well, there's another problem, and the major fallacy in the armed guard thing is that the armed guard is not there to defend any given individual.
No. I mean, we don't ask the police to defend us.
Right, and that's the whole point.
The police can't defend us.
You know, what are the chances that if somebody comes in with evil intent to kill people, the armed guard's going to go, fuck this, I'm out of here.
Yeah, they don't pay me to die.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Oh.
The police don't even defend you at risk of their own life.
Of course, they don't. And frankly, nor should they.
No.
Nobody should have to defend anybody else.
And in New York City, the cop will just end up shooting the kids.
Well, that's possible. But the point is that the having the armed security guard is making an assumption that cannot be made. You know, that the armed security guard will stop things like this from happening, and there's absolutely no guarantee. In fact, I can pretty much predict they won't. You know, this is still a gun-free zone. The armed security guard can only be in one place at a time.
Yeah.
I want to go back to something that Weird was talking about. Weird was saying that one of the reasons, probably the primary reason we have gun-free zones that are not governmentally operated and mandated is because of suits. Well, what happened in Wisconsin when the insurance companies found out that they were in a position where if you banned guns, then you could possibly be sued over shootings there. But if you didn't ban them, nobody could sue over anything a concealed carrier did. They got on the phone and they started calling their insurers and saying, take them signs down. What we did by making that making it not a liability issue for the owner of the building is we put the insurance companies on our side.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Is it's one of those things of the, you know, it's a greater good. No, you know, if I end up getting killed in a mass shooting, well, yeah, it's not going to do me any fucking good. But if my good buddy Jay and my lovely wife call up the Second Amendment Foundation and get a hold of Alan Gurr and Alan Gottlieb and say, hey, this guy died with a concealed carry permit in his pocket, but no gun, because he was stripped under penalty of being fired of his right to keep and bear arms.
They will suggest that the company hires armed guards to protect you.
Right. Are they doing that?
No.
Hey, works for liberals. No, works for Michael Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah, works for Michael Moore. Yeah, the only really thing I was trying to suggest here is that by putting people in a position where they have to pay $6.5 million just out of pocket to put an armed security guard in every school, was that eventually they're going to realize they can't afford that and they need to come up with a better way to do it. Now, they could be stupid and say, oh, the heck with it. We're not going to let anybody have the guns and we're just going to take the risk to get murdered. Then they get to argue with the parents. They're not arguing with me at that point because I don't have any kids. And I'm on the job, I'm not allowed to carry anyway, so I'm not in a position where a gun-free zone in a school hurts me. I'd like to see it change, but I can avoid them. Parents, on the other hand, can't avoid them, and they will kick the crap out of these people until they do something to protect their children. Whether that's rational or not, they will.
Well, for instance, in Texas, they made a change to the gun-free zone laws. If you have a concealed carry permit, you're allowed on the school property. You just can't go inside the school building when you're carrying, which
is only slightly less retarded than a 1,000-foot radius. Or
right.
The fuck
well, I mean,
else.
It is. It's stupid, but it does show that the state laws can trump the gun-free zone law to a certain extent. And the gun-free zone laws are all as far as I know, there is no federal gun-free zone law. What the federal law says was that if you're going to keep getting this money, you need to have. You need to create, you states need to create these gun-free zones. So the gun-free zones are all state laws. And the states can make changes. The states, there's nothing that's going to stop. I mean, Texas could say, you know what, we've been letting CHL carriers, you know, on the school grounds and we had no problem. Let's tell you what, let's just let them inside the school too.
Yeah. You can walk right up to the door with a gun.
Yeah.
I mean, you're relying on the good graces of the concealed carrier holder to comply to begin with.
Sure.
Which right there tells you how stupid the gun-free zone is. Because right. If this person is going to go nuts.
Oh, gee, there you go, using logic again.
I know. And it's the biggest problem I have. Is the gun-free zone, we should just.
It's stupid.
Consign that to the ash heap of history for just stupid, idiotic ideas. Because it hurts me. It causes me physical pain that people are stupid enough to believe it works. That's what kills me. Those and restraining orders and gun-free zones and restraining orders. It's just – at least restraining orders have some use in that when she finally shoots the abusive guy dead, she can say, well, I took out a restraining order and he violated it. There you go. It's legal protection. Gun-free zones don't even do that. They just say –
he was within his 100 yards.
No guns, sticking fingers in ears, la, 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 can't hear you. That's what a gun-free zone is.
Stupid. Hey, thanks for calling in, Sean.
Thanks, right. Sean.
Right.
Happy New Year. And that call-in number again, 214-530-0036. And have we beat the NRA thing to death yet?
Yes, please.
I just want to I have one more thing to say.
Okay.
For the people who are saying, well, you know, what is the saying? You're the perfect and the...
Yes, what? The perfect is the enemy of the good.
Right. Well, I heard this in 2008... And I heard this in 2012 from the Republican Party. And that sort of thinking.
Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
That sort of thinking got us John McCain, Mitt Romney, and as a result, Barack Obama. Twice.
Yeah. And part of the problem is they're begging their own questions, you know, they're presupposing their own results. Because they're saying, oh, yes, this is good. I disagree. I disagree vehemently that security guards in schools is the answer. I disagree vehemently that training only ones is the answer. And I disagree vehemently that this is the solution. It's ridiculous. And it's not good. Increasing the police state is never good.
The other thing is these are such a statistical anomaly.
Yes.
There's no point in wasting all of this breath talking about
terrorism. Like terrorists flying planes into buildings. And yet we have the TSA now.
Yeah, the TSA and the Patriot Act have cost us far. I mean, we could have planes crashing into buildings every year and it still wouldn't cost us as much as the freaking TSA and the Patriot Act.
Yep. So... I'm a little afraid when people start acting, you know, reacting emotionally to like a school shooting where, you know, 20 little white children get shot. It's all very sad, but, you know, this happens a lot in Chicago. Barack Obama is sending drones over to Pakistan and bombing 20 little brown children a day. But, you know, I'm just saying, all of a sudden... The liberals are up in arms.
Yep. And how many kids die in swimming pools every year? How many kids
die in
car crashes?
How many kids die in swimming pools? How many kids drinking bleach? Whatever.
Right.
But all of a sudden, it locks into their worldview and into their agenda, and now we're all supposed to, according to Dianne Feinstein, we're supposed to hand in our guns. And as we've seen in Great Britain, this does not work.
Yeah, I'll.
Yeah,
I tell you what, Feinstein and Mayor Bloomberg and all these guys and President Obama, you give up all your guns and I'll give up mine.
They can go first.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Y'all go first. If guns are so bad, if guns are so evil, if guns are so horrible, then you give up yours first.
Yeah, like Tam had the little the mem of the get these dangerous weapons of war off our street and then
disarm the cops
carrying AR-15s.
Right,
and that's something that really we need to hammer too is that the reason why cops carry guns is no different than why you or I carry guns.
Right,
just the difference is that they get called to where the danger is, and we're the ones making the fucking call.
Right.
And they have qualified immunity.
As I was saying to people, you let cops carry AR-15s. You let cops carry Glocks with high-capacity magazines. You let the cops do all this stuff. How do the cops know where the trouble is? Because I'm fucking sitting there calling them on the phone. Don't you think I could stand to have some of that shit?
Yep.
Well, that was
one of the major Peelian principles, was the cops are merely citizens who get paid to do what shit citizens do all the time, which is, you know, police the streets.
And so the cops are there to get rid of, you know, to get rid of revenge.
Well, yeah, exactly. And write the reports and collect the bodies and, you know.
Hey, they make those nice chalk outlines.
Hey, let's put a stake in that, all right, and move on to call-in number 214-530-0036.
Well, we covered David Gregory and TSA for Tots. Yes. Now, next up is the whole confiscation, which we've kind of I had to admit, with Dianne Feinstein calling for it, shouldn't we say moron lobby?
Yeah, it is. Oh, it, first off, it's insane on so many levels that.
Yeah, just in a way. I'd kind of like to see it happen, because she's just blithely throwing out, oh, we'll just make all semi-automatic rifles NFA. The BATFE can't handle the shit it's got now.
Right.
You take tens of millions of rifles and
shit,
every single
hundreds
one
of millions.
Of these. Are you fucking nuts, lady?
Yes, she is.
Yes.
You will bring. What is that? The overloading the system.
Yeah.
With the intent of bringing it down.
Yeah, the Pliven, shit.
Yeah. Oh, I please hope somebody. But it's just the whole idea is to take it down by overloading it. Because there's no.
The Cloward Pliven.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. But just the idea that you would so horrifically overwhelm the ATF.
Right.
They would do nothing for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year, other than process these applications from now until the sun burnt out.
Yeah.
I mean, I would keep them busy for a month.
It's completely unworkable.
Weird would keep him busy for a couple hours. They'd be like, he's got nothing to gun.
Well, there's a couple of things that, you know, first off, this is, you know, this puts the lie to what we knew was a lie. The whole, you know, oh, yes, we don't want to confiscate your guns. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Of course.
The other thing is, you know, this is just another registration thing. They, you know, they've always wanted gun registration because then they could know where to go get them. You know, every time you hear somebody call for the, you know, to close the gun show loophole, that's a backdoor into registration, because
it's a backdoor registration. It's also a backdoor ban,
right?
Because they can also. They can either dry up the FFLs,
sure,
or they can just blow up the NIC system.
Well, okay. And here's the thing, you know,
it doesn't have to be an or, it can be an and.
You have to have a registry. Otherwise, how do you know that this gun that Weird has that I used to have? I mean, how do you know I didn't give it to him before the loophole got closed? You know, unless everything is registered and associated with a particular person, you have no way of enforcing the so-called gun show loophole.
And really, let's not mince fucking words here. I mean, let's just point out that allowing Dianne Feinstein to float this fucking bill is the same thing with the, you know, President Obama saying, I'm taking this gun violence issue very, very seriously, so I'm appointing Joe Biden to be the
right.
head of it.
I think, obviously, this bill has no chance in hell of passing. This is, I think this is just Dianne Feinstein playing to her base.
And again, my feeling is this is what they're going to start with, and they are going to, I'm making air quotes, I know you can't see me because it's radio, compromise on a renewal of the 1994 ban, only without a sunset this time, because, you know, we were...
Yeah, that ain't going to happen either.
Yes, I mean, it's well, the bottom line is...
right.
I mean, no, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, a friend of mine just
said Obamacare wouldn't happen either. So
yeah, but this is different.
Yeah.
And yeah, because it's one of those things of the. I mean, nobody really cared about Obamacare. There was a handful of people that, you know, knew the medical industry and knew the dangers of Obamacare, but most people were just like, oh, free shit, whatever.
Right.
But yeah, except for a friend of mine just said that she went to a gun shop. She said it's in the middle of fucking nowhere, North Carolina, and she was looking for Glock magazines for stocking stuffers. Couldn't fucking find a single one. And the gun shop said that they had sold 400 semi-auto rifles over the last 2 days. I mean, it's one of those. There's so many people with skin in this game that it is not going to. They're asking for a civil war, and they're asking for a civil war that we're willing to fight, but they're not.
Right. Oh no, they're perfectly willing to send other people to fight.
Yeah, but the other people aren't going to.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen either.
Yeah, well, they think it is.
I mean, there's another common good thing is all you need is someone saying, yeah, you can have my guns, but ammo first. How many fucking more doors are those cops going to knock on? They got wife and kids, too.
Yeah, none.
I point out Katrina when they were literally going door to door, and nobody got shot.
That's true.
There were no shootings. So as much as I'd like to think that you're right, we've already had one of those. We had a test run, and... the California Highway Patrol was all too eager to drive all the way out to Louisiana to help take people's guns away.
Sure.
Yeah, but I don't know. I still think that's different. I mean, that was a disaster situation. People were freaked out already.
Never waste a...
Right.
Never let a crisis go to waste. Exactly.
Right. I mean, it's...
So, didn't we just have Hurricane Sandy and, you know, what's the next crisis that's going to come down?
Yeah, that is true. During Sandy, they didn't bundle up another ban.
No, they didn't. Well, they got into the Louisiana police got into a big trouble for doing the gun ban, the confiscation, mm-hmm. too.
Oh, yeah. How many got fired?
None.
Right.
Yeah. They got in a lot of trouble. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh no!
We had to give back the guns.
They got reprimands. They got reprimands in their files.
Yeah, like the ones that were looting Walmart.
Well, actually, the ones that shot the guys on the bridge and claimed they were they went to prison. But still, yeah.
I would imagine that the reprimands in their file are probably just as bad as the reprimands the TSA agents get when they feel up your grandma.
Yeah, I don't think they get reprimands for that. They get.
Looking at your grandma's dress.
They get. They were following procedure.
Asking for it.
Yeah. She's something
on her walker.
Right.
Plus, she said she wanted to fly, so therefore, that's good enough.
Yep.
She's asking.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. I don't see this happening.
I think it's all smoke and mirrors to shy away from the fiscal cliff.
They don't want to be
talking about that. They've got no plans, they've got no ideas, they want to kick the can down the road, and so long as we're talking about guns, that can's gonna get kicked.
Hey, we got a caller.
Hooray.
Area code 661, you're on the air.
I'm going to assume that's me, then.
It is.
It's you.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hello, you.
Who are you? Kevin.
Oh, Kevin. Hey.
Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
It's smartest man on the internet.
It's Kevin Bacon, everybody.
How you doing, Kevin? Long time no see.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us where we're wrong.
I don't think you're wrong about most of this.
Yes!
Okay. Fucking right. Perfect score.
This is them just taking advantage of the next crisis, and sure. You know, they're doing their damnedest to reinstate the assault weapons ban and put teeth in it this time, so they can finally get something taken away from the American public, so we can get conditioned to having our guns taken away from us one small step at a time to make us safer, as they see it. And you know, the thing that you have to understand, the rest of the world thinks we're insane. I mean, they really do.
Yes, but frequently the insane people do think the sane people are crazy.
Oh, I know. But you know, the rest of the world is absolutely convinced. The
crime statistics. I mean, just Great Britain alone.
Oh yeah.
Their violent crime statistics are four times that of ours.
Oh yeah, so. But they don't murder each other as often, and that's all they look at.
Oh, okay.
Yes, those.
They hardly ever murder each other. Okay. Mm.
Well, except in Scotland, in which case they murder each other far more than we do anywhere in the United States.
It's even there, though, the Scottish murder rates are considerably lower than ours. We kill each other without firearms far more often than anybody in the UK does, you know, by all methods. But, you know, they come out and say, well, you know, we have so few firearms murders. My response to that is that's absolutely true. And you know what? You had fewer murders with handguns before you banned them all than you do now.
Right.
I hear somebody like Michael Moore say, you know, well, if we reduce the number of handguns, the number of murders would go down. My response is, yeah, where has that happened?
I think a cat did something in Breida's house.
Uh-oh. It kicked over a lantern.
I think... Yeah, you're right, Kevin. They love to trot out that whole gun death thing, like that matters somehow.
Well, and they always throw in suicides.
Right.
You know, 60% plus of the deaths involving firearms in this country are suicides.
Yeah, you get rid of suicides and you get rid of criminals killing each other and
gang violence.
That's like most of it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, all we got to do is fucking legalize drugs, and suddenly gun violence in the United States turns into a statistical anomaly.
Yep.
It would decline remarkably. But there was a really interesting piece out the other day about the people who die. 75% of the people who are murdered have long criminal records.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
You know? So, and I should be
most of that other 25% are suicides.
No, I'm just saying the people who are murdered.
Yeah. Oh, okay. 75% of the murders. Got
yeah, it. And those long criminal records, they're tied to the gangs.
Yeah,
and the gangs exist solely as a black market economy for the drugs.
Exactly.
And now cigarettes.
So, you know.
And now cigarettes.
It just, you know, we do not have a firearm problem in this country. We have largely an inner city gang violence problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it is primarily in the young black male demographic. They kill each other at a rate six times higher than any other portion of the population. If we were actually concerned about youth homicide, we would attack that problem. But you can't do it because that's racist.
And if you could wave a magic wand and make every gun in the country disappear and wave another magic wand to make no more reappear.
Yeah.
They would still find ways to kill each other, and they would do it.
Though to point it out that Kevin points out, which is great, is the reason why these school shootings, which are indeed a statistical anomaly.
Right.
They don't amount to jack fucking
statistically,
shit.
They don't happen.
Even this year, which was a particularly bad one for these spree shooting type events, it's nothing. It's a drop in the goddamn bucket compared to our overall homicide rate. Yeah. But the reason why we care so much about it is that these people that are wringing their hands, they live in good neighborhoods. They don't go into the inner cities. They don't deal with gang turf. But when a psychopath goes into a mall or goes into a school with a gun, well, geez, that's going after them and their kids.
Right.
It's all selfish and racist.
that it's selfish and racist, and it's stupid because they don't understand statistics and they don't understand odds and they don't understand, you know, these are the same people that get in a car and drive because they think it's safer than flying somewhere.
Yep.
Hey, I've been doing a lot of research for another piece that I've been working on for the last week and a half. And I've been trying to check a piece that I found at a different blog. It's called Crime in Chicago 2012. I don't know if anybody has seen it.
Nope.
But he has a post from December 18th, and the title of the post is "Connecticut doesn't have shit on Chicago when it comes to school children killing and maiming." And the subtitle of it is 62 school-aged children murdered in Chicago so far this year.
Wow.
And he has a list. 18 years old, 15 deaths. 17 years old, 16 deaths. 16 years old, 16 deaths. 15 years old, 6. 14, 4, 13, 2, 12, 1, 7, 1, 6, 1.
That's yep. not in the news.
And 446 children shot.
Yeah, but the children...
Yeah, the ones that didn't die from being shot. Sure.
Those children, like you say, those children are not... You know, six-year-old first graders. These are
no, but if we're concerned about the deaths of children,
right?
Why are
right.
they not outraged about 62 kids in one city?
Right, well, because it's Chicago, and you know, hey.
It's gun free.
Yeah,
I mean, up until what, a year ago, handguns were not allowed in Chicago.
Exactly, Chicago's a gun free zone.
Right, therefore, it doesn't matter. It doesn't right. count because it's got a good Brady score.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, doesn't
that's the killer.
Doesn't the city of Chicago have, like, armed guards, like policemen everywhere?
Yeah.
That doesn't solve the problem?
No, it doesn't.
Imagine that.
Well, they're not NRA trained.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for proving my point.
The reason no one is concerned about these children is because they weren't killed with an AR-15.
Oh. There you go. Well, I bet some were.
Well, also they weren't the children of guilty white liberals,
right? Yeah, that's the that other thing. It's entirely racist.
Oh, I mean, right. that's the bottom line. Is I mean, they you know, people you know people say to you, oh, you know, you live in a dangerous neighborhood. Well, move. Yeah, like fucking people live in shitty neighborhoods because
they want to.
God. I could live in this gated community with pools and circular driveways and all of that stuff and you know, convenient shopping and everything like that. No, I'm gonna live in a fucking tenement on the south side of Chicago. Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm saving money for retirement.
Well, if they left, they'd have to give up their free shit.
Yeah.
That's another point.
Yeah, that's another whole issue.
Yes. But you know, I mean, this is standard operating procedure. They have a crisis they can exploit. They're going after the assault weapons because that's yeah. where they think they can get the foothold. Because yeah.
even though
the violence policy,
even though more people get killed by hands and feet than rifles,
than by yeah. exactly.
more people get killed by 5 gallon buckets than assault rifles.
Right.
I'm sorry.
1988, Kevin. Violence Policy Center called it. If they look like a machine gun, people think they're machine guns.
Yep. That's
can't
true.
Can't imagine any reason why anybody would want one.
Right.
And, you know, there's absolutely no need for one because you can't use one to hunt deer. And it's, you know, what am I supposed to tell them? That my 458 SOCOM 7-round magazines can only hold 32 23s, but they can only hold 7 458s.
Right.
You know, so is it a 7-round magazine or is it a 30-round magazine?
Yep. It depends if you're...
Well,
I'd like to get by claiming they're all 7-round 458 magazines. Maybe, I could have Wally Stenzel.
Ooh.
I think Weird just saw the light over my house.
Big idea.
Yeah.
Not a 30-round magazine. It's a 7-round magazine. What the hell is wrong with
exactly?
Well, you can do the same thing with, what is it, the 300 Blackout.
It holds not more really. Than 7.
300 not Blackout, really. Same. I think it's the same case size as 223.
It's oh, is it?
Necked out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Oh, so no, it's a high-capacity magazine with
right,
with a 300
but not
Blackout.
458. Or what's the other one? The 50. The
50 no, Beowulf.
50 Beowulf.
Yeah, 50 Beowulf. I think it's only a 9-round.
So yeah.
Yeah, but the four. 50 Beowulf, I think it actually does take a different magazine.
Ah, damn it.
It's a it's a modified magazine.
But the I think the 460 Bushmaster is eats from a standard Stanag mag.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, guess what? We're almost out of time.
We got to talk to Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, I know. Oh. How awesome is that?
Loved you in Footloose.
My best friend opened for you.
Oh shit!
Thanks for calling, Kevin Baker.
Thanks, Kevin.
No
problem. We always
Kevin
love
Baker,
having
the
anyone.
Smallest minority.
That's
folks.
Right.
He's famous
That's right.
on the internet.
He is famous on the internet.
And remember, it's not 300 blackout. It's 300 chub chub.
Is that what it is?
What?
That was one of I can't remember who said it. Wally told me about that, calling it 300 chub chub because it's just this fat little pudgy bullet.
I kind of like that 300 chub chub. No, all right. Happy New Year, Kevin.
Later, happy.
Thank you all, and I hope you have a good New Year's, and I hope 2013 turns out to not be the extreme well of fail and suck I expect it to be.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
We'll never make it. We're doomed.
For me personally, it's got a pretty high bar to cross the suckitude of 2012.
Yeah,
but too. Obama's on the job. He can do it.
I don't know if Obama's going to be on the job. That's
hopefully,
still my prediction.
Hopefully
he'll be on the
golf course. And
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck the golf course. He's not even going to be in the – golf courses are in the country. Yeah.
He's going home to Kenya.
No, I think he's going to be – if he's in the country, he's going to be in Hawaii. I think you can put his face on a fucking milk carton as soon as the inauguration is over.
That would be nice.
It's okay because Vice President Biden's on the job. That's the one bright spot in the whole gun control thing is he put fucking plugs as the head of the gun control committee.
I mean, that's the whole point. He doesn't give a shit.
Guy's brain is rotted out by syphilis. He's going to be heading up the gun control debate. All right.
Derp.
Yeah, it's just, you can tell they're not serious. Well, all right. So on that dead air.
Cheery note.
Yeah.
Well, I have to go now because my cat is threatening to destroy my house because his dish is empty.
Oh.
It's,
Is he on a catnip bender?
Well, he is on a catnip bender and the dish is empty, so
it's getting
ugly. He's attacking all his brothers and sisters. It's, you know. Right.
Well, is it Ronan?
No, it's Desmond.
The bigger one.
The big one. Yeah, everybody's kind of sitting back, like, staying out of his way. He's on a bender.
He's all right fucked up on catnip.
And he's the one that's a mean drunk, too.
I blame Nancy. Nancy sent me catnip for the cats for Christmas.
Yeah, you're the one that got your cats right fucked up on it. It's not like they have opposable thumbs.
Nancy's a pusher.
Catnip pusher.
Anyway, folks, Happy New Year.
Yep, Happy New Year, Brita.
Happy New Year. And we will see everybody next week, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hells yeah.
We'll have the post New Year's Eve score report.
I am never going to drink again.
Yes. Maybe we'll do something like, I don't know. See, the thing is, predictions for 2013 are going to be so fucking depressing. I don't even want to think about it.
No, I don't want to do that. Let's do the topic that I keep suggesting that we don't get around to.
What?
It's on the page.
I don't remember that.
The sheep thing.
Oh, the sheep. Oh, yeah. The train to be sheep. We were going to talk about that, but
never got around to it. I'll warm you motherfuckers up is that obviously people are being trained by sheep by the public school systems that you got to follow the leader and that the group is always right, et cetera, et cetera. But now the big question is, if you're listening to this show, you're probably not one of those sheep. And I mentioned on my blog a situation that happened with me when I was a young child where I realized that adults can totally be fuck-ups as well. And that just because they're an authority figure doesn't mean jack shit. But I think that paid a key point on why I'm not a sheep. Why are you not a sheep?
Let's do it next week.
Excellent topic.
Okay.
So everyone gets to think about that. Go search your soul. Search
why
your history.
Why are you not a sheep?
And fucking call in.
That's right. I think it's an excellent topic.
214-530-0036.
Yeah. Go go have a nap, Weird. You're sounding a little sick.
Feel better, Weird.
Go to bed.
All right.
Go to bed.
Well, let's go ahead and hang it up then. And
okay, good night, everybody.
It's close enough.
When I sleep, I'm a duckling.
go save the rest of the cats.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Night, everybody.